If you live in Pine River and you want some special seed for your garden, you might soon be able to find it at your local public library. Barbara Kaufman is the mastermind behind a new seed library in Pine River, and she joins us now to tell us about it. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
What is a seed library?
It is basically what it sounds like. It is a place where people can go to, quote, borrow seeds, usually free or at a very nominal fee, and it's run for the public benefit. Our library will be free. And if people are up to it, they are certainly welcome to return their seeds in the fall when it's harvest time. But we are not making that a requirement, especially since we are encouraging beginning gardeners to participate in this.
So what made you think that you should start a seed library in Pine River?
I think each of us who is in the group that's working on this has slightly different reasons, but among them are encouraging people to garden, especially people who may be in food poverty, people who access the food shelf or who are participating in WIC, but also to just be able to produce some of their own food and to encourage a community of people who are saving seeds that will do well locally.
Are there certain seeds that you're looking for as far as contributions to the library?
We're encouraging any donations of open pollinated vegetable or flower seeds. We cannot use hybrids or genetically modified seed, and also we do not want to have seeds that have been treated with neonicotinoids because that would kill pollinators.
Oh, yeah. So it sounds like you're looking for heirloom seeds, basically, and untreated heirloom type seeds.
Well, heirloom seeds are welcome, but some of the traditional seeds that have been available through seed catalogs are also accepted. Basically, we just want to make sure that they're not hybrids. And there are a lot of hybrid seeds in seed catalogs, but there are also many that are not.
How can you tell?
They're usually labeled in a seed catalog. If you see the initials F1 after a seed, that means it is a first generation hybrid seed, and that would be one that we would not want.
And then the hybrids, if you were to save the seed from a hybrid plant, that probably wouldn't breed true. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Ah.
So you could get anything.
You said you had kind of a target group for this, but who can participate in it?
Really, anybody in the community who wants to is welcome to. It will be a completely self-serve process and will be available whenever the public library is open. So it would just be a matter of filling out a very short membership form and then as a person borrows seeds to write down what they are taking so that we can keep records.
What is this going to look like in the public library? What will the seed library be?
We are using a table that will be near the entrance of the library. It will have a cabinet on it and some letter trays that will have the necessary forms on them and a place to put the return forms. The volunteers who are creating the library will take care of the filing and keep records of what seeds are borrowed. And the only thing we ask is that people only take one packet of each variety that they borrow.
Is it's packets then? When somebody comes to borrow seeds, they'll just pick up a packet of seed and
right.
Use it?
If they look in the cabinet, the seeds will be sorted according to how easy it is to save seed from that particular variety,
mm-hmm.
and they can just look in the cabinet and see what it is that they want. We will have cucumbers, squash, tomatoes, peppers, various flowers, some lettuces and spinach, and some root crops. We have not received yet donations from one of the seed houses that is helping us get started, so I can't tell you everything, but we will have them in either commercial packets or packets that we have made up that will be labeled. And so then people would just take a packet of whichever seeds they want.
When does this start?
We are opening on March 28th, and we'll have two orientations that day, one at 11 o'clock in the morning and one at 4 in the afternoon.
We're talking with Barbara Kaufman from Pine River, and we know that you're also on the board of the Community Garden. And it really isn't too early to be thinking about the community garden either. Tell us about the community garden in Pine River.
The community garden in Pine River is behind the high school. There's a practice field for football, and then we're right behind that. You can see it from the parking lot. It was created about 8 years ago. Our plots are 15 by 15. They can be rented through the community ed of Pine River Bacchus Schools for $15 a season. If you don't want to pay for them, you can also make an agreement with community ed to put in 3 hours of labor in the community garden and get your plot for free.
What is provided by the garden itself? What's provided for the gardeners?
Okay, the garden is surrounded by deer fence, and which is quite important because we're right up against the school forest. And we also supply water and hoses, gardening tools, mulch, and various amendments, manure, calcium, different types of fertilizer. We are chemical free, so we do not have people using Roundup or any of the toxic sprays.
So what do gardeners actually have to bring for themselves?
Their seeds or their started plants. If they want to bring some additional amendments of their own, they're certainly welcome to do that. I know people have brought in coffee grounds and worm juice and different things like that. As long as they're organic, it's fine. But really not very much.
It sounds like, too, if you participate in the community garden, you get the added benefit of being able to watch the football team practice.
Only during football season.
And again, folks sign up through community education?
That's correct. And they can do that online if they go to the school website.
Well, how many plots did you say were available?
There are 48 plots and also 4 raised beds.
Whoa. That's fantastic. And what a great way to build community, to hang out, you know, to meet other people that are gardeners and
chit-chat. It's really fun when people are all gardening together, and we do have work days 3 times during the growing season when everybody gets together and works on things for the garden itself in addition to people's own plots.
Now, do you ever have somebody in there that just lets the weeds grow too much, or do you have to deal with that?
Yeah.
There's always one.
There's always some, and when we have plots that are not rented, then, of course, we have to deal with weeds growing on those plots as well.
And, you know, it sounds like with the community garden, you already know tying these two together between the seed library and the community garden. You kind of already know what seeds might be easiest to keep from year to year. What are some of those species that are easy to keep seed from?
Well, the easier ones to keep are beans and peas. Lettuce is actually pretty easy. Some of them that you think would be easy, like squash, are a little bit tricky because we have to watch for cross-pollination so that we don't end up with unintentional hybrids. Mm-hmm. So for beginners, I would say anything in the legume family, your beans and peas would be part of that. And lettuces would be a real easy place to start.
And you sent us some links to some really good sites about seeds, and we're going to be putting those up on our website a little bit later today. And it seems like there are some online resources for people as well.
There are. One of those websites was Seed Savers Exchange. They do have a program that they co-sponsor with Seed Matters that is specifically for seed saving. But if you go to that website, they also have information on how to start plants and how to start them inside even. So it's a very useful website for beginning growers.
That is Barbara Kaufman, and for more information about the Seed Library or the Community Garden in Pine River, you can visit our website at kaxc.org. Barbara, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to do that.